This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we began to consider God's antidote to the debilitating feelings of being ashamed. Ashamed to stand up and testify about our Lord, or to stand alongside of a brother or sister who is being attacked for taking a stand for God. Paul tried encouraging Timothy, who evidenced timidity and a feeling of being ashamed, by declaring his own confidence in the Lord. He often suffered for taking a stand and testifying about the Lord. After reiterating his own call into ministry, he declares in 1 Timothy 1:12, "I am not ashamed, because I know whom I have believed, and am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him for that day." This was not the words of a self-made braggart. He had learned to trust the promises of God and to rely on the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. Now he was encouraging Timothy to guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. He is the one who gives us power, love, and a sound mind. Paul admits freely that many in the province of Asia deserted him when the opposition got too hot, but not everyone. He points out Onesiphorus, who often refreshed me and was not ashamed of his chains. When visiting Rome, Onesimus searched hard for Paul until he found him. By associating with Paul, he put his own life in danger. But that didn't dissuade him. He knew Paul needed help and encouragement while facing execution. Now Paul realized Timothy needed encouragement, not to be ashamed of the good news of Jesus Christ. And so he wrote him this special book.